Peace.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target,
this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Here we are 1 week from heading out to Vegas for the what is affectionately known, I'll get that out, as the SHOT Show, the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, which occurs in Las Vegas next week from Tuesday through Friday. And then it's going to be a very busy week or two after that because we're going to have so many guests come through both the Crossbreed Holster Studios and the GunBroker.com Studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. It will unfold in real time live out in Vegas, and we'll bring you some tape segments and a lot of live radio from the week. It's just going to be a blast. There's a lot to talk about with you today. I've got a great lineup. Neil McCabe from One American News Network, one of the original members of the Roundtable, is going to be here in just 1 second. He's going to stick with me for the hour. Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon on the ground in Virginia, going to be talking a lot about Virginia with him for the 4 segments. And AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. What a stellar lineup. Let's go right to the phones. We'll call this the One American News Hotline. Neil McCabe, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Phenomenal and getting better every day.
You know what's,
thank you for asking. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you. You know what's fun? At 8:45, I'll go ahead and let you know this right now. I don't know if you knew this or not, but I will be on Stephanie Myers on One American News for a 12-minute live hit tomorrow morning, Monday, 8:45 a.m. on your network, Neil, with Stephanie Myers for 12 minutes, no doubt talking about what's going on in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. So we're going to be doing the whole One American News Network live TV gig tomorrow, Neil. How about that?
Fantastic. Stephanie's great, and she's really turning, she hosts different hours, and she's created her own sort of show that's different from the others, and it's a lot of fun. She's great.
She is great. I was also scheduled to be on with Graham Ledger the week of SHOT Show, but because it was in Vegas, I was going to be there. We've decided to move that up with the bookers to the following week, so I'll be on the show with Graham Ledger on the Ledger Report on the 28th. We'll be on that on the 28th. So we're doing a lot of upcoming stuff with One American News. Neil, boy, I know my dad's listening right now. My dad will call me from time to time and say, hey, can you get Neil on the phone? And we find ourselves in a three-way conversation. I kind of like it's great because my dad's questions for you are, I think, like the rest of America's, the questions that all Americans have about what's going on in D.C. And that's such a vague question to ask you right now. But with everything going on with the, you know, the Democrat, am I safe to say that this is not your grandfather, certainly not your grandfather, this is not your father's Democrat Party. This is a progressive, socialist, radical, leftist, agenda-driven party at this stage of the game. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that, you know, the progressive left basically hijacked the party, but there were so many people, you know, literally tens of millions of Americans who had such dyed-in-the-wool loyalty to the Democratic Party. I call them legacy Democrats, and they just always voted a straight D right down the line, and they weren't really paying attention to what the leadership was up to and what they were doing. And of course, that was all blown up in the 2016 campaign. You know, when Trump campaigned in a lot of these areas where, you know, the Democrats had held sway for the last 100 years, and he started drawing huge crowds in, say, Syracuse, New York, or Bridgeport, Connecticut, and he really was able, you know, his election in 2016 really showed that if you reach out to people and make your case, they will vote for you on the issues and your agenda, not necessarily on whether or not they like you as a person, even, you know?
Well, I do believe that. Hence, that's why we have Donald Trump in office, no doubt. And I believe Donald Trump is headed, barring some type of catastrophe, I believe he's headed for an electoral landslide in later this year in 2020. And I believe that because I know my daughter is now going to be old enough to vote. So that one vote will be the landslide vote there. Ching, I love that. I'm not so sure I love the fact that my daughter's old enough to vote now, but you get the idea. And I have not told her how to vote, by the way, Neil.
She's
a big Trump supporter. Let me just go ahead.
You know, we're talking about the 2020 election, but right now there is an attempt to remove the president from office.
Correct.
And he's been impeached in the House of Representatives. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said that she will deliver the articles of impeachment to the Senate so the Senate can begin its trial. Now, we have been told in the polls over and over again how unpopular the president is. We've been told that the American people actually support removing him from office. And this has been absolutely relentless that the American people hate him and they want him out, according to the polls that we see in the left-wing media. Were that true, the Senate would vote to remove him, right? The senators are not, they talk about, well, the senators, they're blind loyalty to Trump. Senators have no blind loyalty to Trump. Senators have blind loyalty to senators. And if they thought it would keep them in office for another 6 years, they would do whatever they had to do. And frankly, the real opinions of the American people are not reflected in these polls. I'm not sure how each poll is being tampered with or twisted, but it's possible to get the answer you want depending on your question. And you can also play games with your sample size or your sample population. The bottom line is this: if all of those polls were true, then they would remove Trump from office immediately. So those polls can't be true because it doesn't make sense that political people would go against the voters like that.
Do you want me to prove to you right now, Neil, how I know those polls are false?
Go ahead, please.
Who's your president? Now, I know you laugh, but here, you were just talking about the sampling size and everything else. Let me tell you in my simple mind how it works. I've never been polled, ever. And when I see somebody sit on a curvy couch or a table or a desk at CNN or MSDNC or ABC, NBC, CBS, pick your alphabet soup, leftist progressive media show, and tell me what America thinks. Well, America thinks that person has never spoken to me. That person does not know what America thinks. That's an opinion from that satellite radio moment word. I'll leave it at that. But here's where I go with these polls. Don't tell me that 1,000 people, that you can glean from 1,000 people and a question what 150 million voters think. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. I don't care what science is they say is behind it. I think it's completely illogical to believe it. I think they've told us that. They've come up with these mathematical formulas to make us believe they can do that. We've seen poll after poll after poll go right down the toilet. And some of the biggest polling agencies out there have been blown away. You cannot look, sample size of 600 people. 600 people can't agree peanut butter tastes good, and they're certainly not going to be representative of 1.5 million voters. I think the whole thing's a sham and a farce. And if you want proof of that, I ask the question again, who's your president? And you have exactly 1 minute to tell me I'm full of crap, if you think.
Well, no, and I think that it's very unfortunate that people overseas, I believe the North Koreans, the Chinese, and the Iranians, and other people sort of believed that the president was going to be removed from office. They read the New York Times, they read the Washington Post, and they made decisions based on fake news. And the Chinese are now coming around saying, oh, I guess we have to cut a deal with this guy. The Iranians certainly found out that Donald Trump is someone you don't mess with, and he is not behaving like a guy packing his bags.
Yeah, it's interesting. Oh, gosh, we have so much to talk about with you because we're going to tie this all back. Now, you're in Silver Spring, Maryland, right?
Correct.
You don't live in Virginia, but you live close enough to Virginia to watch it.
I've lived in Virginia.
Yeah,
and
as have I. So with everything going on, I want to talk about the overall essence and the smell and the stench in D.C., and then let's kind of segue into the state of Virginia in the next few segments that we have with you, because I don't get that many opportunities to talk with you. So I want to cover an awful lot of ground with you. One of them is this, and this is where I'll set this up as we go into the next segment. I believe Donald Trump, and I don't know how or why I believe this. I can't prove this to you. I can only tell you it's a gut feeling. But I can see Donald Trump being the one president who, quote unquote, was impeached, but then gets out of it and wasn't impeached. I can see him getting out of this completely because of this radical agenda of the left being exposed. When we come back, I want to ask Neil about that. Is it possible? Can we see that reversal? Neil McCabe, One American News. He'll be back with me right after this. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting. First-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lenslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LenslingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Welcome back with me. We're going to go right back to Mr. Neil McCabe, One American News in Silver Spring, reporting every day live all over your television on One American News Network from Washington, D.C., the Capitol, and the White House from time to time. Neil, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Good to be with you, Mark. I do want to make the point. We were talking in the last segment. You're now on the Daily Ledger, and you've been on with Stephanie Meyer fairly regularly, I hope. And, if people don't have One American News, they really need to call their cable provider. If you have One American News, you should thank your cable provider.
Right.
We are available on Verizon Fios, DirecTV, CenturyLink, a number of systems, also available on the Cloud TV app. And you can actually subscribe to One American News through Facebook and YouTube. And I think it's $4.99 a month. And that's really taken off as, people are changing the way they watch. And I don't know what the percentage is, but I think half people probably watch movies and TV on their phone now. I know I watch football games on my phone, something that I didn't do 20 years ago. But One American News is really going up against these, David had one Goliath. We have like 10. And so we're really slugging it out to get out to people. The people, once they have it, they crave it. And I just want to make that point, Mark.
I'm glad you did. You know, it's interesting. I've had DirecTV for well over 20 plus years. I was, I believe, the first house in my neighborhood to have it in my new neighborhood in Tampa. And it was interesting at that time how that service has changed. But I got away from it about 6 months ago. I tried to get away from it because I needed a faster internet package and I wanted something bundled up. And DirecTV didn't fit in that mold. That's AT&T, and I have AT&T for phones, for cell phones. And I tried to get away from it, Neil, and 10 days into it, we were constantly having to hassle. And I'll just tell you, I went over to Comcast, and it just wasn't working for us. Everything from 20 years and knowing where all the channels were to having to reboot a modem and a router like three times a day. I finally said, that's it. I want my DirecTV back. And I went, but during that three-week period, I picked up One American News because Comcast didn't have One American News. So I went to the television service that you're talking about for $4.99 a month, signed up for a free month, and was watching my One American News because I had to have it. Same thing. So I feel you. I know what it means. Ask your provider to carry One American News. You get to watch Neon TV every day, and you get to see me on there a little bit more regularly now, too. And that's always fun. So if you're listening and you can tune in tomorrow, 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time, 5:45 a.m. Pacific, I will be on with Stephanie Meyer tomorrow morning, 8:45 a.m. for a 12-minute live segment from the Crossbreed Holster MonsterCast Studios live in the morning. Neil, was I right?
Go ahead. No. You were going to ask about Virginia, I think.
Well, I'm going to go back to the Trump thing. I asked you this before the break.
Yeah.
I can see Trump getting out of this. I can see him skating because he didn't do anything wrong. And I think everybody knows what these socialists are up to. I can see history looking back at this and calling the socialists what they were, a bunch of vindictive, politically agenda-driven morons that did everything in their power to try to oust a president and used impeachment to do it, and that Trump is going to just grow stronger out of this. That's a gut feeling I have. Maybe I'm right. You tell me.
Let me tell you the dirty secret. In Washington, they have this phrase, right, called the shiny object. And it's like a magician, as you look at the shiny object, while he's putting a rabbit in his hat so he can pull it out, later on. It's like the distraction of voters with the shiny object is played by both sides, and it's been a game that's gone on since the beginning. However, this time, the shiny object is Nancy Pelosi saying she wants witnesses. She wants John Bolton. Like, John Bolton signed a multi-million-dollar book deal. His testimony is not going to reveal anything that would affect the sales of his book. That is reality. That is business. And so the idea that John Bolton is going to take down the president in congressional testimony for free instead of putting it in his book
right.
is absurd and crazy because humans just don't act like that. So they're talking about witnesses. They're talking about what they really want is inside the Clinton, the rules for the Clinton impeachment trial, there is a provision that says that the Senate can have a vote to dismiss the articles of impeachment outright. And in fact, the Democrats tried to do this and the Republicans voted it down 20 years ago. And so what they really have been negotiating for is the Democrats wanted to take out that option to dismiss the articles of impeachment, and the Republicans held firm, and Pelosi realizes she's not going to get anywhere. And now you have like five Democratic senators who are running for president of the United States, and the Iowa caucuses are on the 3rd, and the New Hampshire primary is on the 11th, and they're going to be shackled to their desks for an impeachment trial. And so now the pressure on Pelosi to get things going and get this impeachment trial over with is it has become excruciating. There's also a sort of subtext. Many people now believe that Pelosi was delaying the articles of impeachment because it also would help Joe Biden because it would tie down Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, keeping them at their desk for an impeachment trial while Biden goes up and down Iowa and New Hampshire.
All of that makes perfect sense, and it leads me to this question. Gee, do you think Mitch McConnell's aware of anything you just said? Because I got to be honest with you, I'm not a real big Mitch McConnell fan, but I mean, I ask you because you're so plugged into this stuff, I think he played it brilliantly. I don't know that he could have played it any better because he basically said Nancy Pelosi does not write the rules of the Senate and put her right smack in her place. And now we're where we're at, which makes me feel that Trump can actually get out of this.
Yeah, you know, before there was a shot clock in college basketball, the teams used to just pass the ball around literally for, 10 minutes until somebody took it away, right? And McConnell has played that his whole career in the Senate. And it's frustrating because he does not play offense the way a lot of conservatives wish he would play offense,
myself included.
But when you need someone to play defense, there ain't nobody better.
Well, he's done a pretty remarkable job, as Trump would say. He's done a very, very great, remarkable job. A pretty great, remarkable, very, very pretty, remarkable job. Or great, remarkable, pretty job, something, however you want to phrase that in Trumpisms. But he has done a really good job. And I think Americans have seen, again, this is my opinion. I can say I think because it's my show. I'm not coming off as news. I'm telling you what I think. You can agree or disagree. But I do honestly believe that Trump is history will get Trump out of this because the political left is so out of their minds. And when we look back, look, hindsight's in the rearview mirror. We see it high definition. Rearview mirror vision is 4K, baby. And we can see it now. We know what's happening. It's so obvious. And this whole, this whole Nancy Pelosi trying to tell McConnell how to run a trial in the Senate, call witnesses, hold the articles out. The whole thing stinks and it reeks. Neil, when we come back from this break, I want to take you to Virginia and get your opinion on what's happening there now, why it's happening, and what could happen. And then, listener, keep in mind what we talk about with Neil here. In the next hour, we're going to talk with Stephen Gutowski, who's in Virginia and writes about this for the Free Beacon. Powerful stuff. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lenslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit lenslingerswhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast continues in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Allow me one moment to ask you to support my sponsors who support this program and support the right to bear arms and help keep a very powerful voice for gun rights on the radio, on hundreds of radio stations in hundreds of cities across the country. We couldn't do it without them over all these years. Bursa, Lenslinger's, Spirits, new spirit coming out. I'll be telling you about that with Brad Primo soon. Defender Coffee, defend the second with every sip. Donate a portion of the profits to the Second Amendment grassroots organization of your choice. I've made no bones about the fact that the Second Amendment Foundation is what gets my money. Of course, Crossbreed Holsters, Vault Pro, GunBroker.com, North American Arms, the mini giveaway is still going on. All of these sponsors you can see at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. As they move across the screen, click on any one of them and visit their sites. They need our support. You know who is more fun? Get Supply. Neil McCabe, jump in here with me for a second. GetSupply.com is the website for a company called Supply that makes the best shaving, men's shaving equipment, Neil, I've ever seen. You're a man. Do you shave?
I do shave, and frankly, I have trouble trusting people who don't shave.
Okay, I'm not going to get into the whole fear of the beard thing with you, but I will tell you this right now, that I never thought when I shaved that I could support the Second Amendment. Some of that connection was never there. Supply, getsupply.com, best equipment out there. Stuff is dynamite. I can't wait to shave now. And they were just on Shark Tank about 4 weeks ago. My gosh, Patrick and his wife are killing it over there. And they were with us before they went to Shark Tank. It's so fun to watch them explode. And they support the right to bear arms. It's important that we support companies like that. Emerson Knives. Wow, I mean, Ernie Emerson, he's going to be here. We've got two great guests coming up with Ernie in the near future. And MyPillow.com, for crying out loud. You know, these people support us. And when corporations are being pushed, Neil, as you know, there's an effort to get corporations out of the, you know, they're writing letters to Congress, CEOs, trying to pull themselves away from gun businesses, Dick's Sports, the whole nine yards. These companies support the right to bear arms. I think it's incumbent upon us to support them. Car Arms, North American Arms, Bursa, amazing stuff. Neil, let's go to Virginia, if I could. Did you want to add anything else about the beard before we go? I'd love to hear your opinion.
Oh, no, I do want to say that, you know, one of the remarkable things about working for One America News is, you know, it's a family-owned business based in San Diego, and we don't have the same, we don't actively seek advertising. So a lot of people will watch it, and they really kind of enjoy that they're not getting the advertising they get on other channels, because we rely on the money we get from the cable companies. And what that also does is it allows us to speak truth to power without worrying about a boycott or shareholders, or there's all of these things that other conservative outlets have to deal with because they're, say, publicly traded or because they take advertising. And so because of that, there is a culture that has developed in the newsroom of One America News of just reporting the story. Whatever happens, happens, but we're going to just report the story.
That's a great point to make, too, because how many times have we seen boycotts of shows on other networks? I won't mention, but you see them, you know, on both sides. And that's such a great point. It's fun. One America News Network, ask your cable provider for it if you don't have it, or for that matter, just watch it on your phone. It's $4.99 a month. I did that for about 3 to 4 weeks. It was pretty cool. I could sit and watch it on my monitors. It was a lot of fun. Now I got you right back on my TV where you belonged. I apologize for that 3 week hiatus. Neil, Virginia, a powder keg right now. Really, really tough situation going on in Virginia. We've got a governor that's been screaming for confiscation for over a year. He now has the reins of power because of two or three seats that were flipped. $2.5 million of Bloomberg's money that went in that just wildly outspent the National Rifle Association. And now we've got drunk on power socialists coming in, and their first order of business is an apparent grab with 8 to 9 radical gun bills that will do nothing to stop crime. And he wants to attack the rights of the people, of law-abiding people of Virginia, who have harmed no one over the last 200 years. What the hell is going on here?
First, Mark, I would like to speak conceptually about what that construct is that we're dealing with. Virginia is that you see in other states, right, where the Republican Party is very small and powerless, but you see a small group of people who control the Republican Party, and they just don't want to give that up. They would rather control their one little room and then share with other people. Now, for hundreds of years, right, the Democratic Party, or the people, the predecessors to the Democratic Party, controlled the Commonwealth of Virginia, controlled the colony of Virginia. And, you know, with the rise of Reagan, we saw the Republican Party with conservatives rushing from the Democratic Party and rushing from a lot of people who were never involved in politics, became involved with politics, and joined the Republican Party because of Reagan. And what you saw is you saw Virginia become a bastion of the Republican Party, like solidly Republican.
Right.
But you still had this group almost of like the people who had always controlled the party. They didn't want to share, and they always would sort of back the conservatives. They would back, they would join the Democrats to go against the conservatives. And that has been a tension. And, you know, it's, you know, it wasn't long ago when there was a Republican governor of Virginia, right? It wasn't long ago when the senators from Virginia, you know, were Republicans. It was a Republican bastion, but because this sort of elite didn't want to share, they have broken with the Democrats. And we saw that in 2017, and we saw it again in the legislative elections in 2019. What has now happened that the Republican leadership would rather lose than win with conservatives? What do the conservatives want? The conservatives want gun rights. You know, Virginia's pretty good on gun rights. There's a lot of people who moved to Virginia from the District of Columbia and Maryland just because of the gun rights there. And so there's a lot of people who live in Virginia who don't even understand why they've broken the law in the District of Columbia or Maryland, because they're so accustomed to Virginia as an open carry state. I think you'd agree with me, as the law stands right now, Virginia isn't bad.
But no, Virginia's very strong. Virginia's very strong right now. And, you know, McAuliffe tried some hanky-panky, but he had a Republican-controlled legislature in the Assembly, and it wound up backfiring on him, and he wound up signing reciprocity with all of 49 other states. So his backhanded slap at the Constitution backfired. We covered it extensively here. In fact, we talked about it with you a few years ago. But you're correct in the essence of the fact that Virginia, as it stands today, right now, has some great gun laws, a very gun-friendly state. Now, you said that was going to change. Go ahead.
Well, it's going to change because the Democrats went after these legislative seats, both in the state Senate and the state Assembly, and the Republican leadership just watched it happen. And the Republicans were able to barely hold on in 17 to the House by one vote, but that's all gone now. And so now the Democrats have majorities, and they have majorities with, you know, very, very left-wing members of the state Senate and the state Assembly, and they're going after gun rights. And it's, that's just it. And then what are you going to do? You have to stand there and watch. But it didn't have to be that way. And if you looked at the ads that were being run during the 2019, because remember, Virginia has an off-cycle cycle, in the 2019 legislative races, the Democrats were saying, if you elect me, I will end gun violence. And the Republicans were saying, I don't know, I don't want to talk about guns. Like, there was no defense of gun rights. And the communication to the voter was, the Republican Party has ceded the field. Like, we're not going to compete. And there's other issues that the Republicans refuse to compete on. But guns are very important. There's, you know, my good friend Brian Darling has always said, no Republican has ever lost because he's too pro-gun.
Oh, that's a fact.
A few of Republicans have lost because they're not pro-gun enough.
Let me stop you there because we're going to go into the break. There was two directions I want to go with you. Number one, about voter turnout, which was pathetic in Virginia. I want to ask you about that. And then I want to take you right back over to the gun issue again and where we see it going forward. Armed American Radio, special hour with Neil McCabe from One American News. We'll be right back.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I hope you're enjoying the first hour of the program with me. I am. I've already got a couple emails. Where's Alan Gottlieb? Alan Gottlieb is gearing up for the SHOT Show and had some dental work done and was doing some traveling, and Alan has the well-deserved day off today on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast for this week. We will be talking with Alan. I'll see him at SHOT. You'll hear from him as I sit out there on Radio Row and bring this program and the daytime show from Vegas from the Sands Convention Center with just a whole bevy of guests. Let's go back to Neil McCabe. Neil, fascinating stuff, that construct that you broke down for us in Virginia. It's fascinating. A lot of people don't realize how that happens. Let me ask you two things. First,
sure.
Voter turnout in Virginia was pathetic. It was 40%. You can't hold, but I got to go back to the timeline. People say that Virginia flipped quickly, rapidly. It didn't flip that rapidly. In the scheme of things, it looks like it went from a very red state to blue almost overnight. But did it?
Well, no. I mean, you know, you also had the Obama Justice Department, taking the governor of Virginia, to court for stuff that his wife did with a businessman. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that were done, rather than go into like Virginia history. I think the general point is that the Republican National Committee is in Washington, D.C., and all I have to do is look across the Potomac River and they see the Commonwealth of Virginia. And so this was right in their backyard and they allowed it to happen because they didn't put in the work. Maybe they didn't think it was important, or maybe they didn't think that conservative issues is that important. You know, it was worth the sacrifice. You know, a lot of people in the Republican apparatus don't like President Trump, but they figure he'll do the work and I'll keep my job and I'll keep my paycheck every week and everything will be fine, because in the end, Trump will hold a rally and everything will be fine. But, you know, it didn't work out that way because the Democrats were motivated to take the Commonwealth of Virginia, and they took it in plain sight.
Yeah, they did. They did take it in plain sight. It's a great way to put that. Let me ask you a question. Just one word answer, yes or no. If every gun owner in Virginia, remember, we had a 40% turnout in Virginia. If every gun owner in Virginia had voted, would we be in this predicament right now?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I'll let that stand. Now, my next question. Boy, would I love to be a fly on the wall in the governor's mansion or behind closed doors in that socialist Mark Herring attorney general in Virginia's office when the entire state has turned on me. I'm out there claiming a mandate on gun control. There's no mandate on gun control. You had five populated counties or municipalities flip the election for you. The rest of the state remains bright red. Don't believe me? Look at the map at the vcdl.org page and you will see every single county. 95 to 96% of the state of Virginia, Neil, has told the governor, no, not today, not up in here, are we going to enforce your gun control laws. 95% of the counties, including the governor's home county of Rappahannock. How does that make them feel? And does that, are they nervous about it, that their people are pushing back because they're claiming there's a mandate? Apparently not.
Well, you know, in their minds, why would they be nervous? You know, they were told that Virginia was a Republican stronghold, and they've been chipping away. And look, you know, you have a governor with a blackface controversy. You have an attorney general with a blackface controversy, and you have a lieutenant governor with extremely credible charges of sexual assault up against him. And the Republican Party goes ahead and loses in the next legislative election.
I know. I know. It is laughable. It is.
So, you know, talk about turnout. Before we wrap up, I do want to make the point that, you know, the turnout for nationwide for congressional House races, there was a drop off of about 1.2% for Democrats. So the Democrats in 2016, so Democratic voters for congressional Democratic candidates from 2016 to 2018, there was a drop off of 1.2%. But for the votes that went to Republicans running for Congress in 2016 to Republicans voting for Congress in 2018, there was a drop off of 20%. There's literally 12 million voters who did not show up for the Republican candidate, right? And they're not, and the numbers, they didn't go over to the Democratic side because the Democrats were just barely below what their number was. So the Democrats didn't gain any votes in 2018 when they took the House. They just lost less than the Republicans. So if the Republicans just show up again with Donald Trump on the ballot, they retake the House, they hold on to the Senate, and everything sort of goes back on track again for the gun rights agenda, which frankly was ignored when the Republicans had control. But maybe with the burst of enthusiasm for retaking the House, we can come back to it. We see in Virginia, you know, it's turnout. The Republicans just didn't turn out. They didn't put the money in. They didn't organize. They didn't identify who their voters were and then send a truck or a van over and pick them up and take them to the polls, which is what the Democrats are doing because it was important to the Democrats, because the Democrats want to eliminate gun rights and they want to do everything else that's on their agenda.
Neil, I'm going to ask you a question that I don't know, maybe you're not comfortable answering, and I would understand that if you chose not to answer it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And you know me, I would never put you on the spot intentionally, particularly on live radio. But what is it, and I think this is a fair question to ask, you've mentioned it a couple of times, the Democrats want to take away gun rights. What is it, and I've got to say this first, because this is not your father's Democrat Party. This is a radical leftist socialist party now that's been outed. What is it about their agenda? What is it they want to do that requires their first order of business everywhere they turn to want to disarm me?
Well, I think that, Lexington and Concord, right? So there was a point, everyone knows about Lexington and Concord in April of 1775. What they forget about is in September 1774, the British Army came to Charlestown, what is now present day Somerville, and they seized the powder house that belonged to Nathan Tufts, for whom Tufts University is named, right? They took the guns, they took the ammunition, and the gunpowder, and they left an empty powder house, and the people of Charlestown stood and watched. And something happened over that winter of 74 into 75 where an American spirit was born. So that when the British Army came to take the guns in Concord, the Patriots stood at the old North Bridge. And that is something that the Democrats, they know it exists in the American spirit, and they can never, they know that there are certain lines they can't cross, there are certain things they can't do, because there's an American spirit of the old North Bridge in Concord, where people said, you're not going to cross. And they just are, they're obsessed with getting their agenda. And if it means they have to, they are willing to lose a House majority if it means advancing their agenda.
Neil McCabe from the One American News Network. We are out of time. Thank you very much for joining me here on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. We can never have you on here enough. I'll see you on your television network tomorrow at 8:45 a.m. In the next hour, Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Just fill your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.